Canadian Rugby Sevens star Charity Williams has returned to Squamish after winning a silver medal at the Olympic Games in Paris on Monday. While Williams was competing, her family in Squamish cared for her 8-year-old dog, Aria, during the 4 months leading up to the Games. Williams's success contributes to the ongoing legacy of Canadian women's rugby. The Canadian women's program began to develop in the 1980s, with the first match being played in 1987 in Victoria, against another international rugby startup, the United States. It was the first women's international test match played outside of Europe, marking a significant milestone for the sport in North America. Williams, who began playing rugby at 14, quickly rose through the ranks to join the national team. "It happened so quickly," she said. "I started playing at 14, then I played high school rugby, a bit of club rugby, and provincial rugby. Suddenly, I was in Victoria playing for the national team. It was a whirlwind, but it took a lot of hard work, dedication and commitment." A standout moment from the Paris Olympics for Williams was Canada's quarterfinal win against France. "Winning our quarterfinal against France was a pinnacle moment," she said. "The crowd was so loud we couldn't hear each other on the field, but it gave us energy, and that really helped us win the game." Throughout her career, Williams has faced several challenges, including a serious shoulder injury in 2017 that required surgery. Despite this setback, she remained focused on her goals. "I've had a lot of injuries, but it wasn't hard to stay motivated because we had just won a bronze medal at the Rio Olympics. I knew I had a long career ahead of me, and it was just one setback," she said. Returning to Squamish has been particularly meaningful for Williams. "It's awesome. I love that this is the first place I've come to since returning home. Squamish is one of my favorite places in BC, super small and a nice place to get away from a busy training schedule," she said. Williams hopes her story will inspire young athletes to pursue their dreams, no matter the obstacles. "There's no ceiling to what you can achieve. You're going to hear a lot of no's, but when you hear that one, yes, you have to take it and run with it. That's what I did, and it's how I got to where I am today," she said. According to a study done by John Arthur O'Hanley in 1998, women's rugby is Canada's fastest-growing sport. Looking ahead, Williams hopes to see more support and opportunities in women's rugby, particularly in North America. "Leagues are being built around North America, but they're growing slowly. I think our success on the podium will be really good for rugby here," she said. As she reflects on her career, Williams hopes to be remembered for her passion for the game. "I want to be remembered as someone who always enjoyed the game and loved putting on a show for everyone. It means a lot to me when people say they see me smiling on the field," she said. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chiefs Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.